Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Hey, I can't believe we forgot about the prescriptions.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up, Texan stylies?
Ooh. Oh. Yes, it's true. I'm back on Sopranos.
I just finished, Mike. I can't wait to talk about it.
You did.
He's always one Sloppy Boy, always binge-watching Sopranos.
We always kind of keep it. Well, I was on, you know, I'd started season four, and I stayed off of it forever. And then during my COVID bout, which you'll hear me coughing still some more because...
That's from cigarettes.
Well, the first cough never went away, to be clear.
Yeah.
You've been coughing the entire time.
I have had about a two-year cough.
Yes. COVID hasn't really interrupted your general unhealthy lifestyle.
The coughing has always... You know, I've kind of... I think of myself as someone who goes on jogs a lot and tries to watch what he eats. But I don't think I am in good health.
It's amazing you can jog, you can run a marathon anytime you decide to.
I'm just coughing my life away. Okay, but back on Sopranos, season four, we just had a little situation with Ralph was talking about Johnny's wife, and we're getting into that whole thing.
Ah,
man, Joey Pants, huh?
Joey Pants.
He's great.
And I'd forgotten, I hadn't watched a few episodes in a while, in a couple months. So I was like, who the hell did... Spoiler alert, who the hell did fucking Tony's sister kill? It wasn't Ralph, who was it? And then I remembered who it was.
I think she killed every scene she was in. Great actor.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes.
I once got a cameo from her.
That's right. I heard about
that. Jess got it for you?
Yeah, on my my birthday during my COVID Sopranos rewatch, Jessica got me Johnny Sack, Janice, and Joey Pants. And
are you serious?
Yeah. And it was funny because Janice has been like having a moment on she's a very popular cameo. They had three different approaches. Janice, what's her name? Turturro, right?
Yeah. Ada.
Is she John Turturro's sister?
I think so. I would be surprised if not.
Looking it up.
Talented family. Family. It's like nuclear and nuclear.
Family.
Nuclear. Nuclear family.
Nuclear. We're family.
Let's see.
Yes.
Keep to know.
John Turturro's cousin.
You're looking. Oh, cousin.
Ow!
Turturro, cousin. Don't mess with a Jesus.
Well, they all had their own approaches to a cameo video. It was like the same blurb about me that they were going on. So she was like, Tim, I hope you have the best birthday. I see here that you love New Jersey. You used to go to the New Jersey Shore as a kid, and you love Bruce Springsteen. Oh, well, let me tell you. And then she spun a great yarn about season one of the show, like little Stevie brought them all backstage at a Bruce concert.
Oh, cool. Man.
And she took like 5 minutes and was very charming.
I like that it sounded like she was reading that. And New Jersey and Springsteen. Great.
When am I going to get to something like, give a fuck about? Then Johnny Sack was very, very kind, but very measured. And he had notes that he had written in a Mead notebook. And it seemed like maybe he had his nephew or something shooting the video. And he thought that his notebook was framed out. So he was stealing little peeks down and his hands were in the notes, but I could see the notebook. And then Joey Pants, just a complete dick. It was like, hello, Tim. Happy birthday. It says here that you are...
It says here.
And it was like he made fun of this stuff. He's like, You like Italian food? Okay. Like he was like, what? And then there was something about like that I'm a comedy writer or something. He's like, yeah, whatever that's supposed to mean. Like he kind of just didn't understand the blurb and was like, okay, happy birthday, gotta go. And then he talked about how coming out of COVID, he's been having trouble. He's like, good to be, happy birthday. Hope you're spending with family. It's important to get back together with the important people in your life. I'm actually kind of struggling with it. I'm spending time with the nieces and nephews again. It's kind of hard to feel connected. I don't know.
Whoa, a little rare Joe, moment of vulnerability after being a dick for a minute.
You don't love your family anymore, huh?
All right. Well, the pants man.
The pants man. I've never gotten a cameo. I'm always interested to see who's on there, though.
I've never gotten one either, and I don't think I've sent one, but I've looked on that site, and it is like, whoa, it's always like, oh, this person's on there? Wow, I wouldn't think they would do this. And then, oh my God, I can't believe this person's on here. I didn't think they were that famous.
Mm-hmm. They're weird. I mean, it's an embarrassing thrill to, you hear a celebrity say your name, you know they don't know you, and they're just reading it. But like, Joey Pants being like, hello, Tim. I was like, Tim Topakis? I sent Big Time Tommy, one of my favorite Instagrammers. I sent one of those to my family because I couldn't be home for Christmas. And he was good. He was like, hey, Kalpakis family. Oh, and I wrote like a dumb blurb. So he had to read like all the names of my mom's dogs and stuff.
And didn't they kind of think like, whoa, you know him?
Yeah, they didn't know about the app. So I seemed like a real big shot.
That's a fun ruse.
And I was like, yeah, there is no app. I'm a real.
Well, I should do that for my parents. They wouldn't know that app exists.
Bo and Janet?
Yeah.
Send him a video from me. Bo, yeah. Janet, hello from Hollywood.
You're one of their favorite Instagrammers.
It's funny to play the game of like, how much do you think this person is on Cameo?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, can you guess who the most expensive one is?
How much is it? $1,000?
I'm seeing one for 15 grand.
Wow. Oh, my God.
15 grand? Whoa.
Well, like, this is as of August 2021.
A lot of the times when they're really big money like that, it's because it's a fundraiser for a charity, and it's Michelle Obama. That's my guess. Michelle Obama.
This was Floyd Mayweather, which is strange. Or you can get Bam Margera for $100.
That's a good one.
And also, Bam needs the help.
If I were April and Phil, I'd be getting him from Bam all the time. Hey, Ape.
Well, that's some pretty good shit chat.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
You're telling me.
How do we feel about a little beep, 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 beep?
I'm bipping it. Hit it!
I'm thinking it's Friday. There's gonna be a Bruce News my way. New party pack or fireballs. Tim, Jeff, and Mike, they know it all. Are they gonna talk about the new claws? Those couple chicos fill the top dog. What's the hottest drink of the summer? Sometimes Jeff is the drummer. Sometimes they switch.
Okay, that theme was sent to us by Efren Ramos, and if you have a Booze News theme, email it to thesloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Now that's what you want, Efren. You want to put in the work. He made an original composition. Wow, we like that.
That sounded original.
Ooh, that pop punk. I don't know if you guys were watching me in the Zoom screen, but while we were listening.
Kickflips.
I did it. Two grinds, one ollie, four kickflips.
I saw it. And I saw Jeff skanking around over on his screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff, you changed into like a two-tone rude boy.
Yeah. I took out the old trombone.
What's is it a band's like logo where it's like a guy kind of skanking and he's got his arms. He's like, you're taking a really extreme pose. You know the one I'm looking? He's like a skinny guy.
Yeah. Oh, Op Ivy? Yeah, I want to say it's Op
Ivy. That's probably Op Ivy. I was thinking of the Specials have more of like a little tuxedoed Blues Brother looking guy.
Hey, what's our logo?
Oh, yeah. What about a really detailed recreation of our three dicks?
We sort of did that already.
Oh, yeah, our third album cover.
We got no logo. That's bad branding.
Okay. Booze News. I know you guys are fucking sick of me talking about seltzers, right? But
keep going.
A, you got to give me, it's an appropriate episode to bring them up.
Thank you.
Okay.
B, you're going to do a double take when I send you this story that came from some of the slopheads on the Discord bipped me with this one. I'm texting it to you. A brand new drink called Mom Water.
What?
And it's made by moms for moms. Here's the thing about it, guys. You're looking at the can. Oh, tall, slim can. Okay. You're looking at the flavors. Oh, blueberry peach, lemon blueberry, coconut mango. Okay. This is just like all the other hard seltzers.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Fruit infused vodka water, zero carbonation.
Interesting.
Zero sugar, zero carbs, all natural, crafted by moms, blah, blah. This is the first one to not even be a seltzer. It's flat.
Oh. Wow.
I don't like it.
Well, wait a minute.
But it's not for me.
Right. You're not the target demo.
They got ladies' names on here. Karen, Julie, Linda, and Sandy.
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 We should come up with sun water for sons. For sons, by sons.
For the obedient prodigal sons of their bitch moms.
Mom water and dad drink.
That's, I don't
seems
like
weird.
That.
I'll tell you what I like about it.
You
is
don't like dad drink?
I don't like mom water, the one that exists.
Dad drink. Oh. I want to give it a try. I haven't seen it at my local stores, but here's what I'm thinking. The flat element sounds weird. You're just drinking like watered down vodka. But what I do like about it is it's not a malt beverage. It's got vodka. It's much like, have you guys had High Noon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one that's not made from malted grain.
It actually
has a shot of vodka in it. And that just makes me feel like a little bit more like
now,
I know what
why
I'm
why weren't we doing that the whole time? I feel like there was some regulation where you couldn't put hard
liquor in a can,
hard actual liquor in a can. And then at some point, maybe COVID or whatever, we just started to be able to do that.
Well, that brings me to another one is Coca-Cola finally launched their Jack and Coke, Jack Daniels and Coke branded Coca-Cola. So it's whiskey and Coke. And there had already been a Jack Daniels Cola, but like, isn't that weird that one, it is whiskey. It's not a malt beverage. I do think some legislation must have passed that says, hey, put whatever you want in the cans. We're not watching anymore.
Do what you like.
Yeah. Thanks, Biden.
This this Mom Water swag is pretty cool. I like this long sleeve shirt. It's got Mom Water on the, it's got a pocket on the front. It's got the Mom Water sort of palm tree in the back. And on the sleeve, it says, hashtag dads are cool too.
That's really nice to not leave them out.
$35 shirt. That's not bad. I might get it.
That reminds me of Chet Hanks, aka Chet Hayes, White Boy Summer last year. He launched merch for that, and he was like, "Yeah, White Boy Summer, you got to buy the t-shirts." And then there were t-shirts that were like Latin Girl Summer, and he was like, "See, you can all have your own White Boy Summer." And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I think what made your viral video viral was that you were saying White Boy Summer and excluding everybody else.
Well, that was a weird one because it was people universally liked White Boy Summer, right? Like,
I mean, I think everyone was like, thought it was funny that he was saying me, Jack Harlow, and he was grouping himself like a platinum rapper, me, a weird guy.
Yeah, what was he getting at with White Boy Summer?
He's the first person to say something like White Boy Summer without an ounce of racism to it at all. Like
everyone like, just forgave it because he's so dumb.
Like, he's just so dumb. They're like, he's like a big, dumb golden retriever.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's saying.
Nice try, buddy.
And I think even before those shirts, he could say like, you could be a black girl and still have a White Boy Summer. It's for everyone.
I'm sure so many women of color were so inspired to have White Boy Summers that summer.
Wow. Thanks, Chet.
Last note on these Mom Water merch shirts. I'm not a fan of the logo on the back of a t-shirt, unless when you get the little breast pocket logo and then the picture on the back. The only time I like it is that if it's a tour shirt that lists the dates.
Dude,
that's kind of cool.
I was going to say, when we first did t-shirts, I was like, sweet. Lifelong vacation, cool graphic on the front, track list on the back. Mm. And everyone shot me down. Take it off the back, clean back.
Even your boy Tim shot you down?
I think even my boy Tim.
Damn, that must have been a rough time.
I would rather, yeah, I think I would rather the logo on the front, unless it is on like just the small lapel breast
pocket.
And then you can go hog wild in the back. Because if it's too small in the front,
big boy,
because if it's just the one thing on the breast on the front, what are we doing?
It leaves you wanting more.
Yeah. And then you end up, you got to put dads are cool too down the sleeve, both sleeves.
I really don't like, I've got a shirt. You know that when I came back from Santa Fe, I had this t-shirt that's like a from a spa there, and it has like these skeletons in a hot tub at this Japanese spa. Mm. I was like, oh man, this shirt's so cool. And then it has the name of the spa on the back up real high, like almost the back collar. And that is such like, it just makes it look like a dad, like a giveaway hike, like a walk-a-thon shirt or something.
It's the type of like sneaky thing, you know, if you're working on a TV show or a movie and they give away merch. Not merch. They give away like a wrap gift. It's like the logo's got to get on there somewhere, and it ends up being in like right up underneath the back or on the sleeve or
I've got one of those. I got a little hidden Netflix one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Star Wars shirt that I love from Uniqlo. You've seen me in it. It's got Greedo on the front. You know Greedo.
Well, he shot first. I'll tell you that. Yeah,
he shot first. But on the back, here's the bummer. Great shirt on the front. No notes. On the back. It's got like whatever he says to Han. It's got like Chipa Honorita, like
Jabberwocky Ding Dong.
I wouldn't mind drinking a Chipa Honorita.
Written in like Star Wars font in black. So it's like, I don't feel like I can wear this shirt without like a jacket or something.
You have this shirt? I don't think I haven't seen the back of this.
It's because I'm always wearing that jacket.
You're always sweating your balls
off. So what is the... The Greedo shot first thing. Are we should take a stance. The Sloppy Boys say he shot first.
Yeah.
We are hard and fast on that.
Shot first in the reason they did that in the special edition re-release was to make it so that Han is a good man of great virtue. Because when you meet him, if you think he killed an alien, you might think he's a bad guy. But I like thinking he's a bad guy. He's a cowboy. He's a scoundrel.
Yeah.
I don't want everyone to be saving cats all over the place.
Agreed.
So we think he shot first. We think Han shot first.
In the old one, like the old fans were like, Han shot first.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Well, we think Han shot first with good reason.
Yeah.
Greedo fuck with him, and you don't fuck with
him. I think Han should fucking take a shot first, dude, and then the fucking rest of us should take one, too. I'm talking tequila stylies.
All right. You want to get into the D of the D?
Do it.
No, we want to get into some theme music, Jeff.
Oh, you got a little something up your sleeve?
A little H to the H.
I got something. I don't know. Just play the theme
music. H to the ism.
No, this is not it.
this is where is Timothy?
This is where is Tim gone? That's for Tim's TV show.
Okay, hold on. I have it.
Which, Tim, I have gone into a few... TV, you know, the TLCs and the True TVs, and we're working on getting that show made. We're going to have you tour around the world.
Can I get paid top dollar? There we go.
It's time for Hanford's Hobbies.
Whoa, thank you, Hank Hill, close friend of mine. It is time for another Hanford's Hobbies.
Wow.
And we are back in the kitchen. We are back in the kitchen this week for Hanford's Hobbies.
Nice.
I have found a new thing. I make rice dishes all the time. I put rice with just about anything.
Raiko chaichi, for example.
Raiko chaichi. But I got this brown rice recently that I wasn't making really well, and it was like getting way too soggy and big. I went back to the store, and I said, all right, no more rice for a little while. I've overdone it with the rice. I found myself a package, couple packages of... May Fun. You know what that is?
Oh, I thought you were going to say like couscous or something. What's May Fun?
May Fun rice noodles. All you do, you boil water. These things kind of come in a package. They look like a big shredded wheat. Like it's just kind of like these dry noodles like spun together.
Oh.
Yep. And then you put them in, you boil water, you put them in the water for like 2 to 4 minutes until they're soft. And that is your new...
Like a maruchan.
That's right.
Hmm.
Wow. And so what are you adding in there? What are you doing with it?
Same thing I would be doing with rice. Chicken, broccoli. I got this sweet and sour Thai sauce that I've found next to the noodles.
Mike, here's what you gotta do. Do your boy Calpe's egg ovation. Make yourself a soft-boiled egg. Uh-huh. And then do a David Chang stylies where you kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess I am just having some boring noodles. Yeah. Psych, egg goes on top.
Boop.
And then when your fork cuts through the egg, sexy drip of the yolk.
No, I'm bleeping all that.
But you need you need to have, I've got this this sesame oil that's got some chili in it with a little heat.
It's
very nice.
That sounds very good.
Hey, what's that called? What's that called?
Let me take a look. I mean, I got a lot of
Flyby Jane.
I've got a wide variety of chili oils because I'm really into that shit. But let's see the sesame one.
But I'm telling you, Mayfun, and I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I looked it up on. It's either Mayfun or Myfun. But what I found on YouTube is Mayfun. Hmm. It is. I need to figure out how to like not get it to clump up as much. You know, like you when you make spaghetti or something like that, it kind of it doesn't smush together and like stay. But these noodles are very sticky, so I need to tease it out a little bit.
Ooh! How are you fucking up the rice in the first place, Mike? Are you using boil in a bag, or are you going traditional method?
I do tradition, and what I was fucking up was this brown rice that I got. I was cooking it for too long or too little, and it was either just hard or just like really mushy rice. And I said, I could have gone back to the white rice, and I'm sure I will one day. But for now, I said, let me just go off into a different direction.
Okay, I've done my research on my chili oils. Mm. With the egg thing, Mike, I use Dynasty Sesame Chili Oil. That's very good.
Dynasty.
But then I'll give you a product that's even better. I found this shit and it was life-changing. Crunchy garlic chili sauce. Chef Troy's recipe, crunchy garlic chili sauce. Or you could get just the brand, I think, crunchy garlic, but... So fucking good. It's like this oil, chili oil, but it's got crunchy garlic in it. Ooh. It's so good you could eat it with a fucking fork. And then,
it's kind of like a thick sauce.
It's like a paste?
It almost looks like Szechuan chili oil where it's like a paste at the bottom and the oil at the top, like when you get delivery. But when you dig down, instead of it just being a bunch of seeds, it's crunchy garlic, like sauteed garlic. It'll make your breath stink, I'll tell you that much.
Oof.
And then, do you know the TV writer Danny Chun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a sauce hound. I was talking to him about that stuff, and then he turned me on to a different thing called La Patrona, which is a chili oil that is like very similar to a Sichuan chili oil, but it's Mexican, and you put it on, you know, your Mexican food, and it's very good.
Interesting.
I eat a lot of oil. I don't know what my doctor would say about me using oil as a condiment so much.
The oils and the chili oils, I got to get into that. Because when I do have them every once in a while, like with Asian food or sometimes Mexican food, I always go, what is this stuff and where is it from?
Yeah. Well, you ever like fishing into a hot pot or just in general and like if you're in the San Gabriel Valley eating some good Chinese food, there's that red chili oil is all over the place and it's very good.
You know what I don't like? I had this discussion with somebody recently. What are those buns that you get? Those
pork buns.
You get them with dim sum. Pork buns.
They're like tacos.
It's like a big pillow with sweet
like a pillowy pancake.
I went to get dim sum with some people the other day. And we had some of those, and I said, guys, I'm just not a big fan of these.
Guys, I'm going to go home early. I got to get
Well, what about your part of your paying the bill? I got to go home.
I'm with you, Mike. I will eat those, but I would say it's my least favorite of the dim sums because it's a big fucking pillow.
There's just like the sweetness to it or something. It's just not.
You're working your way through all that flour, and then your payoff is fucking sugar. I want
an egg roll in there.
You guys got to go to the bun shop. You ever been to the bun shop?
That's a strip club on Sunset, right?
I went to the bun shop in the 80s.
Can we get into the drink of the day, or you got more hobbies?
We're all done here. I need to close up Hanford's hobbies. And now, Jeff, you need to close up Booze News.
That's it for Booze News.
Oh my God, he actually stood up and shit his pants for that.
Now let's talk about the D-O-the-D, the drink of the day. What are we talking about today? A very simple drink that we, kind of in the same vein as the spaghetti that we worked on two episodes ago. We're talking about ranch water. Mm. You've had?
I've had.
You've heard?
No, just that.
No.
Somebody gave it to you and they said, what is this? I said, just drink it.
I think I've had it and I think I fucked it up. I think I tried it and didn't like it.
Ooh.
So this will be, I'm striking that from the record.
I think we've already encountered some interesting conversational topics about how to execute this drink because I had only ever had it one way. Now I'm seeing a lot of people have it a different way. Either way, I have noticed it rising in popularity. A lot of slop heads tag us in it.
You guys, double God COVID. Damn.
Cough pod. Hey, welcome to cough pod.
Is there a way to take these? Are you saying, you goddamn, because you got to go through and take all these sniffles and coughs and stuff out.
Have you guys ever had a migraine headache?
Yeah.
Never.
Not good.
Is it a regular thing for you, Mike?
Not a regular thing. I got them, I probably had about four or five in my life, and a lot of them were, most of them were when I was in like eighth grade to in high school. I think it was like an adolescent thing.
Did you have this thing called the aura where you knew it was coming on? It hadn't even started yet, but you had a weird feeling like you're going to get a migraine?
Ooh, maybe. I used to get tunnel vision with them.
Yikes.
Which was awesome.
I had never had one in my life, didn't know what the word really meant. And then last night, I couldn't fall asleep. I've got sinusitis at the moment. I couldn't fall asleep because I had a headache in my face, around my eye socket.
Ooh, yeah.
Sharp pain, fucking killing me. I got up, I popped a couple acetaminophen, Tylenol, got back in bed, waited an hour, nothing happened. Then I've fucking eaten Advil too. Nothing.
Then I find myself, I'm in the kitchen eating last night's eggplant parm.
I'm having last night's May fun.
Ooh, hey, you start doing that, call me up. I'll come over.
So then I woke up feeling okay. And just this very moment, my fucking eyeballs started hurting again. I have a sharp headache in my face.
Just this moment?
Right now.
Tim, I know just what will help you.
Yeah, big old glugger of a nice...
There you go. Some bubbles. Because you drink it and the bubbles reach up the body.
The bubbles are no troubles.
I was saying this drink is getting more popular. People tag us in it, and it's gaining steam going into the summer. Continue.
Good, good, good. Because this is a fun one. And it all centers around a drink we've talked about. A drink you two love and sort of told me about, and I never really tried it much. Topo Chico, the original, the mineral water from Mexico. You've definitely had, and I have had too. I got on Drizzly, I had them bring over a few. I got a six pack, and I had one today. It was great.
Best bubbles in the biz.
It's a nice bubble.
It's fun to hold that glass bottle, eh?
Yeah. Fun to hold the glass bottle, and you can't really... I couldn't really chug it because you get a big mouthful of it and the bubbles are going everywhere in your mouth. But it's
bubbly. Nice, it seems like it should.
Mike, you wouldn't chug a Topo Chico.
No, because you can't.
Sometimes you're drinking it and you feel like this isn't even wet. It's just a bunch of bubbles gathered together. They're falling out of your mouth. They're climbing down your
throat. Create the illusion of wet.
I took a sip and I swallowed it and I was like, what the hell? And I took a paper towel and dabbed off my tongue. I'm like, yeah, it's wet. What is this? And I went to the bathroom and drank it in front of the mirror. Yeah, that's liquid going out of my mouth, but what the hell is going on here?
This liquid's dry as
a
bone.
It's a bunch of gas masquerading as a liquid.
Yeah. Well, so here's where it came. Here's how it all came to be. There's not really I didn't find any type of like concrete date when this started. But sure. Ranchers would have Topo Chico's. Topo Chico is like an old company from like the 1800s.
Yeah, baby.
Out of Mexico. And I think it's Monterrey, Mexico. It's the mineral water out of Monterrey, Mexico that fabled that the this mineral water, hold on, where I had it somewhere here.
It's like a cure-all or something, right?
It was, yes. There was a, hold on. There was an Aztec princess with a disease that no doctors could cure, and this mineral water from Monterrey cured her. That's rumored. So anyway, Topo Chico. And what these ranchers would do at the end of the day, they'd have a Topo Chico, they'd take a few sips out of it, and pour in some tequila, and just like that, they got a walking happy hour.
Damn, I love
it.
I love it.
That's the kind of one we're going on today. It's the very almost like the spaghetti style, where you take a drink, you add the rest of the ingredients, which I'll get to in just a minute.
Love it. Love carrying the bottle around. That's charming as hell. And I will say this, this is the way that I've had it. At Salazar in Frogtown, mm-hmm. I've had it in a Topo bottle.
Oh, that's smart of them to just and do the real thing.
You know, this is our big July 4th episode.
Oh, wait, we forgot.
So take this. It's just like the spaghetti. You show up with Topo Chico's. Everyone goes, oh, great. You got some. You were supposed to bring liquors. Well, guess what?
Boosh.
You pull out of your shorts. Whoop. A big old tequila. And you're going to add those together. And like I said, we'll talk about that in a second. But there's a different. In the Washington Post, I read this article. And it. So there's a way to make this drink that's like in a long Collins glass type of a thing. You know, a long. What are we calling that? Collins glass. Which is a little more involved, a little more cocktail bar-y. Mm. Let's see. There was a bar in Austin called Ranch 616. And in 1998, this guy, Kevin Williamson, said he put ranch water on his menu. Now, a ranch water would already have been a thing. It was like decades this has been going on with people just adding tequila to Topo Chico. But this guy said he started it, blah, blah, blah. Let me talk about the one we're going to do. Yes, this sounds agreeable to all
yes,
of us.
Yes, 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 yes.
Take yourself a 12-ounce bottle of Topo Chico chilled.
Don't warm it up.
Don't warm it up. Don't heat it up. Chill it. Keep it chilled. If it comes to you chilled, keep it chilled. Then you're going to want an ounce and a half of Blanco tequila and then a half ounce of fresh lime juice. Start by pouring out or drinking. I think I'll be drinking.
Yeah, I think I'll be drinking it.
2 ounces of the Topo Chico. Add the tequila and the lime to the Topo Chico bottle. And drink away.
Give it a nice little swirl, you know?
Sure. You know what's nice about this, though? You take one sip, the thing you're swirling.
It's stirred. It's ready to go.
There you go.
So that's the one we're going to do. And that's
you
want to
make sure your bottle is cold as fuck, because this is a drink. When you got no ice in there, there's no nice melting going on or anything. You're just only getting warmer and warmer. So you got to start cold, chug fast.
Now, this other one, I'm not going to go through the amounts because... quite frankly, it's not what we're doing today. But, you know, the other version calls for the tequila, the lime juice, but also in a Topo Chico, but then adds Cointreau or other orange liqueur, agave syrup, and yeah.
Turned it into a margarita.
A marg, yeah.
And fresh lime slices, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
So I'm not going to do a... You could do a fresh lime slices in your Topo Chico bottle. I am not going to.
Look, a lot of our drinks in the last couple weeks have been some version of, like, a liquor and lime and...
Yeah.
I don't know, syrup or whatever.
Right, we did the caipirinha, we did the...
Like four of the last five. But, hey, I'm pleased as punch.
Lime freak.
It's kind of our... It's kind of like our thing of the month.
It does seem to be...
I guess it is our thing of the month.
You know what I mean?
It does seem to be a summer drink of the summer vibes.
It's fun. It's a fun thing to arrive at a pool party with or something. It's fun to see people's topos and then have little limes in there and say, you have a ranch water, my friend? Yes, my brother in Christ.
oh, my God. My favorite... podcast was just talking about this. You listen to the fucking Sloppy Boys? Oh my God, I do too. You know,
we all do.
Are you? You seem so cool. You're not single, are you? Yeah, I am single.
Hey, you want to go make out somewhere?
Well, oh jeez, Jeff.
Do you feel like Tim is basically pretty much your boy at this point? Yeah, but I also love his two co-hosts.
But my point is, this could be a nice, fun, romantic thing that sparks a relationship.
This is a meet cute.
Yeah.
For all slop heads.
Absolutely a meet cute. And so if you have one of these and you're walking around, you should be kind of prowling around like,
No. If you're going to act like that, you go home.
I was going to say I'm hard, but then I thought, hey, we have female listeners. I'll make it wet. But folks, if you don't like walking around with the bottle, we're doing the bottle version because we think it's fun for the summer.
Yeah.
If you do, you could build this whole thing in a fucking highball glass. And I think that guy at that hotel in Austin, that was about customizability. Like, hey, I'm serving you. It's basically a tequila soda or like a marg, but it came with a topo so that you could water it down as you go.
There was also another article I was reading. Like, this is a very customizable drink, almost like the Planner's Punch. And one article recommended putting some, putting a jalapeno in there.
Ooh,
jalapeno. Pineapple. Jeff, I like the way.
I see a lot of pineapple and mango floating around in these.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. There's also Topo Chico's. I just got the plain ones, but there's also like grapefruit and lime topo.
Oh, right. Hey, to say nothing about Topo Chico's ranch water. Like there.
Oh, they come actually to think of it.
That's what I had and didn't really like was Topo Chico's released ranch water. But this is the real deal. That doesn't.
See,
count.
I've only had Topo Chico's hard seltzers.
Which
I didn't
are good.
Know they had a ranch water.
Yeah, they just started selling ranch water.
Well, this is exciting. Let's get into it, yeah, and it. We'll come back. We'll talk about all the tequilas we got and get into that shit.
I've got an interesting fact about my tequila, and then I've got a story about my soda.
Oh, all right. All of that and more after the break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
With ranch waters, let's see them.
They all look the same.
Look at this blooper. They? Look at this blue Jefferson. Me too.
No.
Mineragua.
What are you doing?
Mineraguas.
That's not. That's not Topo Chico.
Oh, that's not regulation. Yeah. Everything
you've
must
made,
be just.
You've
so.
Made the wrong drink.
Hanford makes the drink correctly for the first time in 3 months,
and he's wagging his finger at us.
No. And now. Now that you two have made it with the same thing on the other end, and I've made this, I'm the wrong.
I am the wrong.
I am the wrong again.
I'll tell you also, I didn't have Blanco. I used Espolón Reposado.
So. Why don't you just name this a different drink, Jeff?
I'm kind of fucking up over here.
Jeff, I want to hear about your search for Topo, but first I want to have sips.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Oh yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
You know, this makes you this takes me down to Texas, makes me want to have a brisket taco.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
A Frito pie.
Yeah, this drink got me feeling like a bit of a cowpoke.
Yep. This makes me want to play for the Houston Astros.
Yeah.
Mike, does it make you feel like anything?
It makes me feel like I'm trying to figure out what it makes me feel like. It makes me feel like I want. Maybe I want more lime in this or something.
Half ounce of lime. I found it to be about a half of a lime that was squeezed.
Yeah. Same.
And that's kind of a lot of lime already. Mike, the thing is we're dealing with a lot of bubbly water here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's a diluted drink. I always thought you would just pour a shot of tequila and then squeeze one normal lime wedge. But no, this is
you need a lot.
It's 10 ounces of water by the time you're mixing. You need a lot.
I put my lime in there and the thing went haywire.
Same thing. That didn't happen to you with the spaghetti? As soon as I get fresh citrus in anything carbonated, I'm chasing it goes bubbles.
Crazy.
It's nuclear.
Well, one time I put
it's
some
nuclear.
it's nuclear. I put some vinegar in my baking soda that I was keeping it in this volcano at the science fair, and then I put some vinegar in it, and it
Hey, I'll tell you what I had the other day.
Yes.
Yeah. My friend Steph was telling me she saw this thing on TikTok.
Your front step?
Tic Tac?
What the hell is this story about?
I had a Tic Tac on my front step? What are you?
For you, I had some certs on my back patio.
I was going to say certs on my stoop, and then I paused because stoop is too similar.
I had a sweet tart in my garage.
Yeah. I had a mento.
All right. The kids on TikTok are making their own colas by putting... Guess what they're putting in LaCroix to make cola?
Chocolate.
Turds.
A little balsamic vinegar.
Oh! Huh?
That's not cola.
And they like it? These kids are eating laundry detergent pods two years ago. I don't know. Yeah.
And they garnish with a Tide Pod.
Oh, yeah, this goes down nice. That's good. You know, my complaint before, after two sips, because I didn't swig it around too much just because it just started foaming. So I did two sips and it's like mixed itself up.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You got to tip it all the way back.
It still is a weak drink in a good way. It's a crushable, standing in the sun, I'm thirsty and I'm chugging. It's not a stiff little cocktail. This is fun.
I'd say it's a weak drink in the sense that I'm going to have one every day of the week.
Mike, what about Sunday? You have church.
Okay.
Okay, want to hear my topo journey?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Well, first off, my tequila, 818, Kardashian Blanco, baby, Calabasas' own.
Oh,
cool. Pretty good.
I cued the Cuervo on this one.
Smart. Jeff, is your Reposado kind of smoky or what?
Mine's Espolón.
Fancy.
That's okay.
Oh, people put mezcal in this too. I would not enjoy that.
No thanks.
You can if you want.
I said to myself, Tim, you got a pod today. You better go get that topo. And I said, yeah, well, that'll be easy. I'll simply just walk up Hillhurst, pop into any place.
Yep.
Buy topo.
Mm-hmm.
I strike out at Cap and Cork. I strike out at Daily Donut.
What
I strike out at Lucifer's. I strike out at the liquor store. And then I strike out at the Albertsons. With my tail between my legs, I buy a Mineragua, which I think is Jarritos' version of a mineral water.
Okay.
It's the same fucking thing, right, Jeff? It's dry bubbles.
It's dry bubbly south of the border.
It's delicious and it's great. But I bought one of these. I'm walking back down Hillhurst. Who do I see in front of me? Some tall, good-looking guy, sunglasses.
I was in Brooklyn.
No, this was kind of like a guy with like a West Elm Caleb kind of a vibe, walking down.
A what?
What's in his hand? Topo Chico.
Where the fuck did this guy get this?
This guy. So
by the top shelf, he's so tall.
I start walking. he reached up to shelves I couldn't get. My stubby little fingers couldn't get up there. So I start walking up behind him. I'm sweating. I walk up. And then it was kind of weird because it was a small sidewalk. And I waited until I didn't want to call after him. So I waited till I was right neck and neck with him. And I said, excuse me, where'd you get that topo? And he said, oh, right here at All Time. And I All Time wouldn't have thought to go to All Time, but they have topo.
But All Time's a restaurant. You wouldn't think they're selling bottles.
Right. And I bet they would. I bet they would have charged me like a bar price. You know, it would have probably been a $5 bottle instead of a $1.
Not good for the pod.
No,
exactly.
No.
But I'm pleased with my Mineragua, and I'm pleased with my 808. 818. 818.
You know what would be a nice way of doing this, too, is if... you know, you're in a city or something here in New York City. You're like, oh, geez, I gotta be somewhere, but I want to kind of get buzzed on the way. Pop into a thing, get a Topo Chico and a small nip of a whatever.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
You're saying it's a good road soda, huh?
It's a good road soda.
Nice.
A walkie-talkie, copy no.
And
Popo, no, no, no.
That's right. You're walking around. You're lit. You're having the time of your life. You're getting a little the little heat behind your ear. Everyone thinks, ooh, this guy's just having a Topo Chico. And he's being so charismatic and
his
funny.
His breath stinks. He's had four of them. Yeah.
He's stumbling around barfing. But
he's leading everyone on this subway train in song, and everyone loves it.
See, I've made that mistake with it when I had a scorpion ball walking or sloshing it around.
Yeah.
Going up to cops, hey, Popo, no, no.
Walkie-talkie, no, no,
see,
no.
See, a scorpion ball is not a walkie-talkie.
No, not a walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie, no,
that's
no,
that's
no,
a
sounds like sloshy. Something Greedo would say.
He shot second, according to us.
Oh, okay. We're saying Han shot first.
Han shot.
Han Solo?
Well, no, why does... George Lucas, he invents a character named Han Solo, and then people in the movie are calling him Han Solo, and you're like, yeah, you actors, you can call him Han Solo. I call him Han Solo. You say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a
so
sound.
Wait, what's the problem?
I don't walk around saying, yeah, it's Kelpacus.
Well, some call you Clappus.
Yeah, a lot of people call me. A lot of people say sometimes this whole town will be Clappus Wood.
All right, Clappus.
Woo. That's all right. About a Clappus.
Now, and we're having a great time.
Yeah.
But
as are the listeners.
I need to know. I got to ask.
I need to know.
The fateful question. What would you change as we head into round two?
I would try that. I would try that, adding the triple sec.
Ooh.
I would give it a whirl.
Turning it into a mark.
Would you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. I'm just having too much fun
with this. Mine is starting to get a little warm, and I do think it would be the version that's customizable in a highball glass with cubes would probably be more refreshing, but I'm just having fun drinking out of a walkie-talkie.
Yeah, this is cooler.
Yeah. It's casual. It's not, you don't have the commitment of like, now I got to deal with a glass.
Yeah, you put this in a glass and add ice, I feel like all of a sudden I got to put on a coat and tie.
Right, right.
Yeesh.
No shirt,
no shoes, no
Whereas
service.
This one, you finish, you just, when you're done with it, smash the bottle on the ground.
Yep. You lift up, you open your window slightly, and you baseball pitch that, 'tis the season, baseball pitch it right out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if you guys can tell if the tonal difference where I'm going to blow one note, and then I'm going to take a sip and blow another note. See if you can tell if it gets
okay, good. I have perfect pitch.
Do a big sip.
Okay. That won't be a problem for me.
Yeah, the guy's a fucking drunk.
Okay, note one.
Beautiful. Ooh, that's a high D.
That's a high D. Thank you, Jim. Ooh, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah. That was like a whole E. Waver. Semi-waver.
No, C.
Quaver?
That's definitely a semitone lower.
Cool.
Oh, my God.
That's good podcasting.
Folks, stay tuned. We're going to do this for the next 10 minutes.
If I barf back into it, the note will go back up.
Oh, did I tell you guys how my pan flute lessons are going?
Mike?
Are you really taking pan flute lessons?
Yes, they're going well. I my teacher says I'm top student.
I'm top student.
Yes, of our group.
Mike, stay after class. Your top student.
Okay. What do you need to tell me? I want to tell you again after class. All right.
Folks, let's take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll give our final thoughts on these ranch waters.
Love it.
Oh, yes.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And we're back
with our final thoughts on Ranch Water.
Love it. Gonna drink it again. Stone cold classic. Pool party, party popper.
Now, oh, Tim, you left out one shining classification.
Uh oh.
Do you think it has drink of the summer potential?
Oh, Jeffy. Not only do I think like it's up to that level taste wise, I feel like the amount we're getting kind of tagged in these that it is actually. The zeitgeist is paying attention.
I think it's culturally primed. It's sitting pretty.
Damn.
It's sort of the Nancy Kerrigan at this moment. But is there a Tonya Harding
and
waiting
in the
wings?
Three Hardings coming to town?
No, we like it.
But Jeff, I blurted out Stone Cold Classic. I don't know if I have the authority to give it that distinction. Sure. That's kind of you're kind of the grandmaster of that.
Tim, none of this shit matters.
What?
See. I take my job as editor-in-chief of Booze News really seriously. You should you should pay homage to yourself as what do they call it when you're the guy at the end of the parade? The grandmaster?
Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
Or is he the front
of
the parade?
It's Marshall Mathers, is it?
Well, it depends if it's in Detroit, probably.
Yeah, he'll do parades.
And, of course, at the end of the parade, they should have the Macy's Day Parade wrap up with a little Eminem rap.
Yeah. Mom's spaghetti.
Even if it's just Santa Claus doing it.
I mean, I have on Christmas, I have eaten my mom's spaghetti.
You only get one list. Do not miss your plan. Okay.
I'm stunned. Yeah. They haven't done an Eminem crossover with the M&Ms, the cartoon M&Ms.
Oh, my God.
Stunned.
I am stunned, too.
Plus, he did all those commercials with Marshall's clothing store. Yeah.
Dress for Less. Oh, no, that's Ross Dress for Less. What's
you
want
to dress like me? Go to Marshall's.
Go to Marshall's.
I think Rick Ross was doing Ross.
I grew up with Marshall's in my town. There was one in Kingston, New York. So I did a lot of shopping there and thought, like, Marshall's, wonderful store. But I hadn't been to Ross Dress for Less or TJ Maxx. So I went to those places. I was like, what's this cheap crap?
I want Marshall's. Hey, I want Marshall's. I want the good polo stuff.
I want the good irregular polo rejects.
Patterns I've never seen and will never see again.
Three sleeves.
A medium collar on a small shirt. I'll take it.
I'll take it.
All right, Michael.
Yes, this is order again.
Final thoughts. Yeah.
This is order again for me. And I do like the idea of this being the drink of the summer. It's very fun. And it also can be the drink of the summer because you can do it the fun way or you can do it the cool cocktail bar way. It's two different crowds that could order this.
Yep.
Now, what makes the cocktail bar way different, though, from just getting a tequila soda? Is it just that Topo is better than normal club soda?
Yeah.
And then serving in the bottle is you're right.
But
I mean, I guess the Topo being so bubbly is a good thing because whenever you add liquor or citrus to soda, you're diluting it. Yeah. Normal club soda isn't as bubbly, so this gets the bubbles down.
And you're
in
saying
there.
If you add the orange liqueur, you're saying now it becomes a margarita?
Well, more or less. I mean, a bubbly
no
one.
Salt.
A, kind of a skinny marg.
Bubbly marg.
Well, hey, I'll tell you this for damn sure. It beats the pants off of Dirty Shirley for drink of the summer.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, for sure. Sure. Yeah, it's an order again. I think, is it just a tequila soda? No, it's much more.
It's a very diluted tequila soda with a lot of bubble.
Yeah. And folks, you got to try one and make your own decision.
Mm.
Is it the drink of the summer? I think it just may be.
Yeah. And if now, you think here's it is, something. Call us.
Call us day or night.
Dial our landlines and let us know.
There's something I forgot to mention when I was talking about the history. One of the theories of how it's got its name, which I don't really agree with, was Lyndon Johnson used to drink something called bourbon and branch, which is branch water, which I think is another name for mineral water. And he would drink brandy, or what did I say, bourbon with, you know, a splash of that water. But I don't really. It seems to me like people on ranches were drinking this.
Yeah, what's this? Don't bring an old white man into this.
But speaking, I think Lyndon Johnson was a Texan, right?
Okay. Speaking of old white men, isn't there like a, on like the Ed Sullivan show, wouldn't there be a puppet that was like
Topo Gigio.
Popo Gigio?
That's one of the names for Santa Claus.
But wasn't there?
I know,
like
I know what you're talking about, Tim, but I don't remember his name.
Wait, what is that? Is it,
Well, whoever he is, he's a stone cold classic. Little dude of the summer.
Topo Gigio is a children's puppet on Italian television in the 60s. Okay. Damn.
Okay, so we've had some fun talking. Now let's get into a segment we like to call Quiz Time, and the name of this quiz is the Netflix original The Ran... Hold on a second.
No.
The Netflix...
You got it.
Hold on. I need to look something up. Hold on a second. Hold on, Jeff. Oh, yeah. I was right. I just spelled it wrong.
Ooh, Tim having a great time over there with the migraine.
Oh, boy. It's kicking my ass.
Well, good. This migraine will be fixed with this. The Netflix original The Ranch Quiz.
Yes.
Oh, we all know the show. It's Kutcher's follow-up to That 70s Show.
Kutcher, you know him as featured in the motherfucker quiz last week.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So here we go. These are questions about the Netflix original, The Ranch. Question
I'm
one.
I'm ready.
How many seasons did The Ranch run?
Five.
Who said four?
Tim,
you get it.
Yes!
Fuck. Not
that's
good.
That's okay, Jeff. Jeff, that's okay. You can make it up on this next
so
question.
So now, is it done? Because Danny Masterson is a sex predator and went to court. Is that what ended the show?
All I did was look up on IMDb how many seasons did this run for?
Yeah, see.
Question number two. Ashton Kutcher's character Kelso was very good friends with a character named Fez, played by Wilder Valmarama.
Yeah.
To what recent Pixar movie did Wilmer lend his voice?
Soul?
Turning Red.
Coco.
Lightyear.
We don't talk about...
Moana. Coco.
This may have been
Cars
not,
3.
Not Pixar, but let's say Disney.
Was it We don't talk about
Frozen 2.
That song, Tim, was in it, but I don't know what that...
Okay, Timmy. The family... Blah, 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 it's a song.
Oh, Encanto.
Encanto!
Ah! Jesus.
Come on, guys. Encanto. Have you seen it? It's good. I really...
I've seen it. It's good. Who's the character they don't talk about?
Bruno.
Bruno!
They don't talk. Tim doesn't know Encanto.
And they're talking about Bruce Willis's harmonica blues man character, Bruno?
That's enough joking around. Number three.
I'm sincerely sorry.
Number three. Who played Venom in Spider-Man 3?
Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. Timmy got it.
Yes.
I should have had that one. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, you should have had that. You're the nerd. For the nerd guy, Jeff, you don't know much about this stuff.
You're always telling people, I'm a nerd guy.
I know, question but four. I know it's slow is the problem.
Question four. Who played David Duke in Spike Lee's
Topher Grace.
Black Klansman? Topher Grace. Timmy.
Jesus Christ.
He was good. That was a good movie.
Question five. The ranch star, Sam Elliott, was the narrator of the movie The Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Yes, that's right. Jeff, in that movie, what does the dude do?
Abide.
The dude abides. All right, it's 4-1, and I don't know if you can catch up, Jeff. We've only got seven questions. So,
Wait, Jeff. Well, are you going to use your point quadrupler?
I'm just going to be on the lookout for any sort of bonuses or add-ons or side points or style points. Okay. And then maybe it'll take me to the finish line.
Oh, style points.
That's interesting.
For your white t-shirt that you're wearing?
Yeah.
Tim, I'm sorry. Just for the Netflix original, The Ranch Quiz, we don't really do style points on this quiz.
Oh.
But Tim did bring up you can unlock a point quadrupler.
Okay. Look, so weird I am fortunate that Tim brought that up.
God, I should have shut my fat mouth.
Because that, obviously, you know what? Honestly, just mentioning it unlocks it. So,
oh my God, it's unlocked. It's out there running around.
The crazy thing about it is if you unlock it, it goes to your
to your opponent. Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Jeff, you can...
16 points.
You can...
Oh, no, I unlocked it. Okay.
You unlocked it, so it goes over to Jeff. And Jeff, of course, you have no choice. You have to use it. You have to use it.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry, Jeff. We're tied. Mm.
Yeah, so you're tied now.
4-4.
All right, it's 4-4. We are on question... I'm looking at 6 here. The Dude has a penchant for white Russians. The Sloppy Boys covered this drink in their hit cocktail podcast in what number episode?
You know what? 9.
13.
Hold on, I looked
14.
It up. I looked it up before, and now I need to re-look it up because I didn't write it down.
But 15, it 16, was, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20, 21, 22, 22,
you can't 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22, 22,
22,
22.
You can't.
Why not?
I said 9 and Jeff said 13.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if those were right, and I will say yes or no. Mm. Where the hell was this thing? Hold on. Damn it, I looked it up too and I just didn't write down on my answer key. I forgot to write down the answer key.
Do you want me to tell you?
Nope.
Jeff, you're not the quiz master.
Wait, where the hell did it go? I saw it.
Oh, God damn it.
Hold on.
He's going through scraps of paper, folks.
What did you say, 9, Tim?
I said 9.
And Jeff, you said?
13.
No, both no.
11.
15.
No.
17?
No, you guys are going too high.
8.
Nope.
7.
6.
Nope. 6.
5.
It was 6.
Yeah!
Great question. Great quiz.
All right.
Keep them coming.
Tim takes it home.
All right.
Go, Tim. Go, Tim.
It is 5-4.
Oh God! And that's with the quadrupler.
Yeah, even with the quadrupler unlocked. So now, but the crazy thing about this quiz, the Netflix original, The Ranch Quiz, is question 7. The final question is always double points.
Oh,
always double points
on the Ranch Quiz.
On the Ranch, the original
Netflix. Yeah, and all of these questions have been dead set all about the ranch the whole time. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you get this one correct, you get 2 points, not just one.
That could be great for me.
Doubles the points. Okay. Could be great for you. It could win the game for you, Tim, and it could also win the game for Jeff.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So, question 7. Has your humble quizmaster ever seen a full episode of That 70s Show?
Yes.
No.
Jeff, you got it. Yes, I have.
Oh!
And I enjoyed it. I used to enjoy that show.
Oh, me too.
Jeff, you win 6-5. That was close.
I said on this very pod, I went on record saying that was the last funny multicam.
Mm.
What about The Ranch, Tim?
Oh, The Ranch sucks.
What about Friends?
It's funny that The Ranch is multicam, though, and they can swear. That's like a weird thing to see.
Oh, that's fucking interesting.
My parents watched it, Dave and Mary Ellen, and they were like, do you watch The Ranch? And I said no. And they're like, we watched the whole thing. We don't like it.
do you
four watch, seasons of garbage and didn't
do you
like
watch
it.
The Ranch? No. Fuck you. Hey, where'd you learn that?
That's a good quiz, Mike. Thanks for whipping that up. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it was a good episode overall, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got a strong contender here.
This is a hot drink. You know, as much as I enjoyed the spaghetti, I maybe enjoy the taste of a spaghetti more, but as far as catching on for drink of the summer, not as many people are going to be carrying around Aperol, you know?
Right.
And, but I feel like this one, it's just so easy to have this stuff on hand.
It's just it's easy. Fun.
Easy to have on hand that's
it's
not
easy.
As simple as something like a rum and coke.
Right. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. It's unique.
Because you're not going to know. Rum and Coke can't be drinking in the summer because people who already drink it already drink it, and it's just not exciting. You got this has the iconography of the bottle, and people say, oh, you, Tim, you seem cool. What are you drinking? Oh, it's a ranch water. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's actually awesome. Yeah, I'm actually kind of a cool guy. Hey, have you ever been nominated for an Emmy? Yeah. Well, what about a WGA award? 2 times. Whoa.
I need to sit down.
Have you ever brought coffee for the entire cast and crew of a music video shoot? Yes, actually. When we shot Lifeguard Life, yeah. I brought a Starbucks Traveler.
Hey, do you know James L. Brooks' true age?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time, because you're not going to find this on the IBA, folks. And also be sure to check out our Patreon, where subscribers can unlock The Sloppy Boys Blowout. That's our weekly bonus episode. Check out patreon.com/thesloppyboys. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week.
Happy 4th of July.
Yeah. Happy 4th of July.
And don't forget that last one that's like, that's it's just a flash of light and the loudest sound you've ever heard.
Yeah.
What about the ones like,
oh, I like those.
Oh, I like those.